This is Akashwani, the news, read by Nishit Kumar. The nation celebrates its 79th Independence Day today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi led the Independence Day celebrations from the iconic Red Fort in Delhi and hoisted the national flag. Addressing the nation from the ramparts of the iconic monument, Mr. Modi saluted the brave soldiers of Operation Sindoor, saying that the operation is a powerful testament to the valor and precision of the country's armed forces. He said the government gave the armed forces a free hand, allowing them to strategize, set the target, and decide the timing. The Prime Minister said the country's brave soldiers gave the enemies a befitting reply beyond their imagination. He highlighted that the Indian Armed Forces attacked hundreds of kilometers into enemy territory in Pakistan and turned terrorist headquarters to dust. The Prime Minister mentioned that the people of the country have now realized that the Indus Water Treaty was unjust. He said that India will no longer tolerate nuclear blackmail. Mr. Modi said that India will launch Mission Sudarshan Chakra to create a powerful weapon system to thwart any attempt by enemies. Mr. Modi said in the next 10 years, by 2035, this national security shield will be expanded, strengthened and modernized.
A base Sudarshan Chakra mission launch karega. ये मिशन सुदर्शन चक्र एक पावरफुल वेपन सिस्टम दुश्मन के हमले को न्यूट्रलाइज तो करेगा ही करेगा लेकिन कई गुना ज्यादा दुश्मन पर हिट बैक करेगा आने वाले 10 सालों में हम उसको प्रखरता से आगे बढ़ाना चाहते हैं.
The Prime Minister underscored Atmanirbhar Bharat as one of the key foundational planks for Viksit Bharat, citing India's advances in defense technology, energy, space and manufacturing.
Ek rashtra ke liye atma samman ki sabse badi kasoti aaj bhi uski atmanirbharta hai. Viksit Bharat ka aadhar bhi hai Atmanirbhar Bharat. Atmanirbharta ka nata hamare samarthya se juda hua. Isliye हमारे सामर्थ्य को बचाए रखने बनाए रखने और बढ़ाए रखने के लिए आत्मनिर्भर होना बहुत अनिवार्य है.
So Prime Minister announced the rollout of PM Viksit Bharat Rozgar Yojana with an outlay of around 1 lakh crore rupees for the youth of the country. Under this scheme, up to 15,000 rupees will be given by the government as a 1 month EPF wage incentive to newly employed youth in the private sector. The payment will be given in 2 installments of 6 months each. The Prime Minister announced the introduction of next generation GST reforms by this Diwali, aimed at reducing taxes on daily use items. He said the reforms will bring relief to the common man, farmers, middle class and micro, small and medium enterprises and stimulate economic activity. The Prime Minister said India will launch Made in India semiconductor chips by the end of this year, reflecting the nation's growing strength in critical technology sectors. He emphasized innovation in AI, cybersecurity, deep tech and operating systems for global competitiveness. Reports of celebrations of Independence Day have also come in from states and abroad. A massive cloudburst struck a remote mountain village of Padar subdivision in Kishtwar district yesterday, killing at least 45 people, including 2 CIS personnel and many Machil Mata pilgrims. More than 120 people have been rescued so far. The condition of 38 is said to be serious. Scores of people are still missing. The death toll could go up as more people are believed to be trapped under the debris and mud. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today spoke with Jammu and Kashmir Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha and Chief Minister Omar Abdullah regarding the situation in the wake of the cloudburst and flooding in Kishtwar. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said authorities are working on the ground to assist those affected. India's merchandise exports showed a strong performance last month, registering an increase of around 7.3% to $37.24 billion on an annual basis. According to provisional data by the Ministry of Commerce and Industry, major drivers of goods exports growth were engineering goods, gems and jewellery, electronics, pharmaceuticals and organic and inorganic chemicals. Among those, electronic goods exports increased around 34% from $2.81 billion in July 2024 to $3.77 billion last month. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today paid homage to Sri Aurobindo on his birth anniversary. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that Sri Aurobindo showed the countrymen how philosophy, spirituality and nation building come together in service of a higher purpose. And with that, we end this news bulletin.